There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Have your say on The Agenda with Tom Urquhart.
Under pressure. On DubaiEye103.8.
No such thing as pressure here on DubaiEye103.8. Thanks very much indeed to all of you for your kind comments coming through in regard to the stories that we're following up on, but also on the new sound of DubaiEye103.8. A few little changes to the business breakfast earlier on today. Some pretty major changes to the agenda, and more so than this, our third and final hour of the show. And also the introduction of music to the schedule throughout the day. We have been planning this for a long, long time, so your thoughts on it would be appreciated here at DubaiEye. We want to know what you think of the music that we're playing, because that's right, we're playing music. This isn't a one-off just for today. This is something that a number of our listeners have been calling for quite some time now. And according to what you have been saying, we've decided to deliver. So we need your feedback. We've given you our bit now. Now we need to take back from you. All you need to do is go to www.dubaieye1038.com. That's dubaieye1038.com. And choose the songs that you like to hear. In return for selecting your songs, there's also a chance to win. You could be winning yourself tickets for two people to Moscow. So if that is something that you would like to get involved in, DubaiEye1038.com. Talking of messages, Joe's seen a couple that have been coming through to us over the last couple of hours.
Going back to language, and my helper will always let me know if I'm looking fat, from Anne in Jumeirah Village Circle. Yes, but Paul makes a really good point. So Paul in Arabian Ranches says, many people are using English as a second language to communicate, which can make things sound a little rude.
Christian has been in touch with us as well, said he went down to Dubai Opera on Friday night, watched Carmen. He was sixth row from the stage. Not the most affordable seats, says Christian, and somebody sitting behind them clearing their nose and their throat every 30-odd seconds. And then a finale, somebody doing something even more disgusting towards the end of proceedings. Christian said, is this something we just have to put up with regards to multiculturalism, or how do you deal with that kind of drama? Christian, we have thrown that question open to our listeners. We will wait and see what they have to say. As those who've been listening since 10 o'clock this morning will know, a few changes down here at DubaiEye103.8, and those changes will continue throughout the rest of the day. In fact, come 5 o'clock this afternoon, you will be turning on your radios to a brand new show, the hosts of which have joined me live in the studio. No expense spared. They've been flown in from various corners of the globe.
From TCOM.
To bring to light at 5 till 8. Chris McCarty, Robbie Greenfield, good afternoon. Welcome to you both. What's the new show called, Chris?
Yeah, very good afternoon to you, Tom. Yes, brand new show. It is off script with Chris and Robbie. Essentially, it is the 3 hours where the conversation will go rogue a tad. Anyone that listened to Sports Tonight with myself, Chris McCarty and Robbie Greenfield will know that the conversation often did go rogue. So we're taking that mantra into a new show. A lot of you will be happy to know, though, that it isn't just about the sport for 3 hours.
Nice stuff. So what's the sort of thinking that's gone behind it, Rob? Obviously, you boys are well-versed in all things sport, but this is going to be a show that's directed towards all interests.
It's more of a challenge to prove we are not as one-dimensional as people suspect, I think. And we wait to see whether we're able to actually do that successfully. But yeah, it's we're broadening our horizons, Tom, and we are taking our vociferous arguments to different platforms, not just sporting ones. Sport will still play a big part in the show. 7 until 8 will be the off-script extra time hour. Think of that a little bit like a condensed version of Sports Tonight, where we focus on debates and wider issues in the world of sport that have a kind of transcendent interest. But then there's loads of entertainment. There's loads of quirky features as well. This evening, we're going to be hearing from one of 563 men who have been in space. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out exactly what that experience is like, tied in with the UAE's plans to launch this very ambitious space program, which culminates obviously in a city on Mars, I believe, in the next couple of hundred, or the next 100 years,
in fact.
2117, I think there's a plan to be up there. And I'm well, probably a little bit too late for me to go along with them, but it's tempting, Chris.
We get some good text messages in, so we'll get to those in just a few moments' time. But also,
please hold your abuse.
I need to get so obviously, you know, we're well versed of listening to both of you of an evening. Will there be other voices involved on the show?
There will indeed. Exclusives aplenty on the agenda this afternoon. Sonal Rupani will be our third wheel, if you will, in proceedings. She is going to be the news anchor. So we're going to be discussing some of the topical issues as well, and that's important for those that are travelling home or are at home already, and hopefully there will be many of those that are tuned in to Offscript with Chris and Robbie. So yes, there will be new voices, there will be a new outlook, and again, I think the biggest thing, and Robbie and I have discussed this, it's building on what Tim and Nathalie Lindell-Taylor did, and we appreciate they were hugely popular, and you know, it's building on what they've done, their legacy, because it is a good one, and hopefully furnishing and adding to it. And fingers crossed, we appreciate, we do know that it won't please everyone, but do give us a chance, and hopefully over the course of the next few days, few weeks, few months, we convince you that we are your companion for your ride home between 5 and 8 p.m.
Very much looking forward to it. It is from 5 o'clock this evening, so make sure you tune in for that, for exclusives and all. And you mentioned there, Robbie, about the fact that, you know, there will be topics that crop up which might be born out of sport, but cross borders when it comes to debates. I mean, we've had one today, haven't we? We've got one that's going to be running throughout the entire week. Serena Williams, and to a certain degree, Elon Musk have both been mentioned in the same sentence this morning because of some behaviour that they've shown. Serena, yesterday, taking advantage of her reputation, her standing in the world of sport?
Yeah, look, I mean, I watched it. I stayed up to see the very bizarre events unfold on the Arthur Ashe Stadium court. Serena, in my eyes, was not conducting herself in a particularly respectful manner. I think that she was intimidating the chair umpire, who, let's be honest, was probably a little bit overzealous with his dishing out of the various offences. But on each of the given cases in which she was penalised, she was bang to rights. He was making the correct call. She did receive coaching. She did smash her racket. And then she did, I wouldn't go so far as to say abuse him, but she certainly insulted him. Yeah. She insinuated that he's a liar, that he was a thief. He's got an incredible and impeccable reputation, has Carlos Ramos, the chair umpire. And she was throwing her weight around, in my opinion, and playing the victim.
I think the thing that got me, Chris, on this one, I don't know about you as well, is sportsmen have it, or sportswoman having a strop is no big thing, you know, especially in a pressure match such as a final and going to equal Grand Slam titles and things like that. You know, a lot of pressure on her. It's when you start, you know, threatening, saying you will never chair another game that I play ever again.
She said, "My court." You'll never sit on one of my courts again. It's just that kind of language. She also said, "I have a daughter." I mean, what relevance does that have to anything? And I noticed in the press conference as well, a lot of the questions, again, and there's a tremendous fawning that goes on among the media and certain quarters of the media to these incredible. Serena is one of the mega celebrities of the sporting world, of course, and rightly so because of what she's achieved in the game. But it's an incredibly fawning tone. Yeah. She wasn't being held to account in that press conference. She was being fawned over. Yeah. And one of the questions was, as a mother, you know, did you use that? Did you channel that to comfort Naomi Osaka? I saw the prize giving presentation. I thought she made minimal effort to comfort Naomi Osaka, who was presented with the trophy to a chorus of boos.
Yeah.
She had done nothing wrong. She had grown up her entire time. She dedicated her entire life for this one moment where she gets to walk out on a court with her idol, and she beat her fair and square as well. Yes, she was awarded a game, but she was already a break up in the second set, having won the first set 6-2, playing the better tennis, and despite the maelstrom around her, she managed to keep her cool and close it out in very difficult circumstances. That got lost in the narrative that Serena Williams was perpetrating, that basically accusing the umpire of sexism. So it's certainly one we'll be debating at length, hopefully with Pat Cash, the former Wimbledon champion, a little bit later on in the show.
Looking forward to it. New show on your airwaves from 5 o'clock. What's it called, Chris McCarty?
Off Script with Chris and Robbie, an alternative take on the big stories making the headlines in news, entertainment, and oh yes, a little bit of sport. sport as well.
Looking forward to it as well. All the best with it, fellas.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. You're here very early for it, mind you.
Yeah, I know. We are stressing.
You've got to sort that one out. I tell you, you can't start.
The 15-hour days might become
a 5 o'clock start. Turn up 15 minutes before.
I'm here now, Tom. A little bit earlier than that, please.
Okay, all right, no worries at all. All the best with it as well. And as always, if ever you need to get a bit of sport off your chest, there's always a place for you at this desk, that's for sure. So looking forward to getting the boys' input on their show and, of course, all things sport in the weeks, the months, and who knows, the years to come. There are plenty of new sounds coming your way between now and then. Plenty of new new content, and none more so than later on this afternoon when our friend Helen Farmer will take to the airwaves. She's here now to tell us a bit more about the show. Good afternoon to you, Helen. See, that's what's happened.
This is the adjustment for you. You're now in the afternoon slots.
I don't do afternoons.
It's going to take a little while.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. So yeah, absolutely right. From 1 until 2, there's some fantastic music and news. And then it's me. Afternoons with Helen Farmer from 2 until 5 this afternoon. And it's going to be a goodie. I'm really, really excited about
it. Sell me the show. What are you doing?
I need to sell it to you.
Yeah, babe. Come on, let's get it. Let's do the Dragon's Den.
You need to say yeah, baby.
Yeah.
So every day, 2 till 5, we have The Social, which is all of your inspiration for staying in, going out. So recommended reading, dining, out and about, podcasts, cinema, all those Netflix binges that we are prone to. So sharing recommendations of us, but also getting people in the studio to share those. We've got Jasper Hope coming up this afternoon to talk about the upcoming programme at Dubai Opera. Got some great prizes as well coming up this afternoon too, with 90 Ways of Summer with Jameera. Amazing prize for a night stay down at the Alcasa and brunch. Thank you very much. And then from 3 o'clock, it's The Conversation. So this is our chance to really get to know somebody interesting. This could be a professor, an author, a performer, someone that we think deserves some time on the airwaves and that we should really be listening to, someone that we can all learn from as well. So this afternoon, we are joined by one of the meaner speakers who was talking about mansplaining. Do you know what mansplaining is, Tom?
I do, yeah.
Do you think you might be guilty of it?
Probably, yeah.
You're going to show me? Yeah. Now, Helen, if you could just move a little bit closer to the microphone.
I wouldn't dare do that. I promise you that.
So we'll be unpicking that phenomenon and also really asking the question, is it a little bit sexist? We're also having a look at other forms such as white-splaining, rich-splaining as well, has been in the news recently too. So answering people's questions on that. And then every day from 4 o'clock, we are opening up our little black book. So sharing the experts that we call on, everything from DIY to finance, psychology, doctors. This afternoon, we're joined by Shalina from Declutter Me, and this is everybody's chance to get some free advice for free right here live in the studio. So if you've got any niggling questions on our topic of the day, get in touch. So this afternoon, it's all about decluttering. So if those cupboards are groaning or you want to make a bit of extra cash from things that you're no longer using but don't know how to do it, tune in from 4 o'clock to get those questions answered live right here on Dubai Eye.
I cannot wait. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm really looking forward to it. Studio feels great. Looking forward to getting back behind the microphone. Get out of that seat, Tom. I want to be there.
Good on you. Thanks very much indeed for that. It's live from
2 o'clock this afternoon, 3 hours, afternoons of Helen Farmer until 5 o'clock.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.